gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, yes, it is. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. It's like Oscar night for political geeks. Bender's coming over for the big Republican debate, and it's Wednesday.
Steffi.
Oh, how heavy breathing
happy can a girl be?
Could it be? Hump days with Hal Sparks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning, Hal Sparks.
Hiya.
Once again, evidence God is a Democrat. We are the debate in Arizona tonight. Mm-hmm. We've been given another
Wheel of Right-Wing Hypocrites.
Yeah, the gay Arizona sheriff.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yes.
That guy's fantastic.
Threatened to deport his...
Shockingly came out in support of gay marriage after he was thrust, if I can use that word comfortably, into public view, let's just say it that way. Not, you know, and all of a sudden, magically, he's that special breed of Republican.
Yes, yes.
I was always for it before I was a part of it.
Yes. Wait, Chris, was there a correction? Was his boyfriend not illegal?
There are different reports. But
They're differing reports, however.
The original story said that he was illegal.
And they did. The claim is that he threatened to deport him if he told anyone that he had the gag.
It doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. You can be legal, and they can still find a way to put you on a bus and drive you someplace.
You're brown.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, there's a lot of things you say in the heat of passion that you don't really mean.
Sure.
I'll deport you, you bastard.
Yeah,
right, it's true.
Deportation.
Let's play the naughty
sheriff.
And the guy with a sack of oranges.
You penetrate my border security.
Yeah. Let's play the drug mule and the naughty sheriff again.
Again? We did that last week.
Boring. I was yelling, I'll deport you, but that I was still in character.
That probably is sex talk in Arizona. Penetrate my border security.
It is not.
Anyway, point is, where are Hal Sparks and John Finkelstein and I going Saturday? Arizona.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we're just going to go with the right-wing scampery story. Because there's been so much right-wing scamper. Abby, hello, someone pulled a fire alarm 20 minutes before the show in Philadelphia.
That's
because
a weird
some of the sexually liberal funds were going to Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hal, get your bullhorn ready.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know what? I don't even know who to blame, but the show is at Symphony Hall.
The show is at Symphony Hall.
It is not at the Orpheum.
It is not at the Orpheum. Please proceed to the Symphony Hall. Stop loitering in front of the Orpheum. That's a Ticketmaster screw-up.
Thank you for listening to News for the Hard of Hearing.
Thank you for listening to... Why am I repeating everything? You have a microphone.
Okay.
General Francisco Franco is still dead.
It is not at the Orpheum, as is listed on Ticketmaster.
It is not at the Orpheum. People of Phoenix, the show is not at the orphanage.
What was that again?
It's not at the Orleans.
Stop it.
It's at the Symphony Hall.
All right.
Just
yes.
To clarify.
It's still on Ticketmaster. It's been sold out for months, and we had to move to the bigger venue, Symphony Hall, but it's still listed. So please, people, it is at the Symphony Hall in Phoenix. All right. That'll be the latest right-wing scampery. We've had a show sold out for months, and then we get on stage at Symphony Hall.
Woo!
Nobody's there. Hello.
Thank you for coming. Hello.
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 Is anybody out there?
Suddenly we're like Cillian Murphy at the beginning of 28 Days Later.
Anyone out there?
Hello. Yeah.
Anyone at all?
Yeah, and somehow magically it gets on Breitbart's side. Here's the huge empty theater where the sexy liberal show plays.
That's so weird. What are the odds?
All right. So it's debate night, and it's, I don't know why. Should I be this happy, or am I just the biggest geek ever?
I gotta say, it's becoming beautiful, it's becoming magical, but it's also, how's this night just gonna be them choking each other out at this point? You know what I mean? Romney especially, like, you could tell he's, like, psychologically just holding on to his mental lead, his actual. And just the idea that Santorum is ahead.
Yes.
To actually Gingrich is the one who must be,
I think he may. This may be the night that Mitt goes Bobcat Goldthwait. His hair just like, what right. is Rick Santorum?
I don't understand. Why is Rick Santorum running ahead of me in my fourth home state?
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
Exactly. And here...
I don't understand why. Okay, look, I like a sweater vest as much as the next person. But what's going on?
What happened to Bobcat?
Anything I
He's
can do to get that Bobcat
directing Kimmel
out of
now. Oh. And he has a new movie coming out.
Awesome.
And he directed Robin Williams in The World's Greatest Dad.
That's right.
Last year, just like late the year before. Awesome.
Oh, I'd give anything to be on that set. Could you... Turn it down!
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I unfortunately turned into that movie just as Robin Williams was jumping naked into the swimming
yes.
pool.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, not to see not his to, you, junk. You, there's a whole lot of context that you're missing.
Dear. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That's a...
What, what I was trying to build was sort of a French thing.
My favorite movie review ever about Robin Williams, which was so unnecessary, but it just said Robin Williams, who at this point is so furry he could be hunted for his pelt.
Yeah. They yes. probably had to skin hair off the surface of the pool after he got up.
That's not necessary in a review. All right. So here's the going to be the exciting thing. Because, you know, this has become an episode of just God talk, the whole Republican primary. So today is Ash Wednesday. I didn't realize that. Viewers of that, it's 5 p.m. Pacific, CNN. I'm very excited.
Yes.
Yeah, we could see the candidate's faith on display quite literally. That's because the debate takes place on Ash Wednesday, the first day of the Catholic holy season of Lent. Catholics typically observe the holy day by attending Mass and receiving ashes, which they wear on their foreheads until the end. Well, Ron Paul just wear his eyebrow. But my point is...
He's not Catholic.
Because that it migrates, sometimes up, sometimes down. You never know. That's part of the fun. That's part of my drinking game.
Well, Gingrich and Santorum both have to, you know, will. Which they'll probably wear, you know, to go... Hey, Mitt, where's your ashes? Hey, what religious sect are you that you don't have ashes on your forehead? Hey, that's what, I mean, we
then
know
they,
Ron
then they come to that. Someone's just going to scream, you're a Mormon.
Right, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Just
start pointing at him like Donald Sutherland at the end of Body Snatchers. Just, yeah, this is going to be awesome.
And if they do have the thing on their forehead, it's going to show up really nicely on their white clown makeup.
I remember my first Ash Wednesday in Chicago, and it was telling people, hey, you got something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
it's
a kid. Okay. You're like, yeah.
They spend all day spitting on your thumb. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Let me help you with that. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
My bad.
Stop that.
Yeah, Drudge put Church Lady front and center yesterday. Santorum, Satan warning. He has turned into Church Lady and about the warning about the dangers of Satan. Mm?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, there was, what was it? Oh, rock concerts, NBA, bad, Satan. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay. President, phony theology. I mean, it's getting, like, ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that can save us is really unintentionally funny headlines about Rick Santorum.
Oh. See, I think he's paying to have these done. I think that's where all his money goes. They're not buying ads.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to show this to the Ustreams because, you know, I'm not making this up. Santorum blasts Obama during coming rally. In Georgia.
Say that again.
Santorum incoming.
Hmm.
It's Dateline.
And blasted. Obama. Blasted.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Santorum. You know what? You don't want a Santorum blast incoming because that is... Dateline coming, Georgia. Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum spoke to an overflow audience at the giant First Redeemer Church in Cumming.
Oh, boy.
Sunday night during what was billed as a God and Country rally.
And Cumming.
And what?
God and what? Country.
Santorum blast coming.
Making sure that R was in.
Yes.
Google it. Google it. All right. And Romney has a Google problem, too, because if you Romney yourself, that means it's what his dog did on his roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Sometimes you just can't go where everybody's Googled your name. And they all think you're insane. You don't want to be where you're frothy and sweater vests aren't just lame. You don't want to be where everybody's Googled your name. You want to be where you can think that nobody's really gay. You don't want to be where everybody's Googled your name.
Oh, beautiful. Cheers, Mike and Raleigh.
You kind of do.
Yeah, that's. Well, we were saying that this is so 1952, this Republican right. primary, and that's what they want to go back before the interwebs, back before, you know, I all of it, I guess. Contraception, prenatal testing, you know. There just are not enough parental controls
who,
in the Rick Santorum.
Who yearns from people, for women dying in childbirth and people dying of consumption? It's almost like there's this kind of, you know, Ron Paul is this kind of colloquial, you know, back in my day, you know, when I used to have a giant mustache and help the 49ers, you know, build the railroad.
And my eyebrows still stayed on my head.
Yeah, right, instead of roaming the night. it was much easier. People didn't, you didn't have to go to the doctor.
It's like some epileptic caterpillar.
Barter with chickens.
Yeah, people go to the doctor for everything now, you know, like cancer. They didn't used to do that. Used to cough into a rag until you're nobody's problem anymore.
There you
go. That's the day we yearn for. We're your American GOP. We're the new Republican Party. The party of diphtheria.
The party of diphtheria. Yeah. Lavender Pitt, the official roller derby queen of the Stephanie Miller Show in Tucson. Hello, Lavender.
Morning, Mama. Morning, Mook.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, I'm excited that you're going to be in Phoenix, even if I can't get up there because I'm sad. But everything is going, I know, it's a big bummer. But the gay sheriff of Pinal County has been quite the...
I beg your pardon?
Pinal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Republicans have told me that it's pronounced Pinal.
Of course it is.
I was reading this morning on the internet, some state GOP high muckety muck has written a letter that has been put on the internet to Sheriff Babbo saying, please drop out of the race. Your abuse of power is unacceptable and shows a lack of character.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
There was utterly no mention made of any kind of orientation at all. Hmm. And I choose to see this as a hopeful sign because it's now no longer as acceptable as it was to be hating on the gays.
That's right.
Yes. Exactly. We can all agree on something, finally. It's not that you're gay. It's that you're in a hypocritical dirtbag.
Well, so I choose to see this as progress.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Lavender. 18, yes?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's just they've got a tiptoe in code, but to their own base.
Right.
It's because you haven't noticed he's gay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. All right.
The base thinks that's the real story.
Right.
There.
Yeah.
He's what? Where's a uniform?
You know what? Well. They probably still do that, like, wrist thing. They probably just go, it's not because he's gay, and then they do the wrist.
Right.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. It's the code. Mm-hmm.
That's what they do in country clubs.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
he brings the tray by.
My nephew, the actor, once got a note like that from a director. He was playing a gay character, and the director actually said, can you make it a little more, you know?
You know.
And then, like, with that with his hand.
No, I don't know.
My nephew just was like, really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
All those years of acting school?
Could you
more
lisp
this?
A little bit?
More this? Really?
Prance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes after the hour, off to a frisky Hump Days with Hal Fox on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do what I'm thinking.
Stephanie All the time,
Hall.
Bitch.
Good.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hal Sparks is out of his chair, you stream. Check it out. Check out his past package. I almost said basket. I almost combined a package and a basket.
That's
25
right.
minutes, whatever it is.
Deliver it to grandma, you know what I'm saying?
Mm, it's a lovely picnic.
All right. Lovely picnic basket.
Oh, me, I get so chatty with my road stories. Shh. Okay, 25 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. By the way, Chicago Theater, very, very close to sell out. I would hurry, get those tickets today for March 3rd. We have it's a double couple weekends in a row. We've got Phoenix this weekend, Chicago next weekend. It's a sexy liberal explosion. All right, 1-800-STEPH-1-2, Patrick in Chicago on Santorum, not literally. Hello, Patrick.
This weekend, it seems there has been this avalanche of stuff of insanity proportions from Santorum, but you guys still haven't mentioned to me the craziest thing of the bunch. Was over the weekend when he said education at the federal level is a failure, education at the state is a failure, and it needs to be, quote, customizable like buying a car.
Yes.
Unquote.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Apparently, you must do everything the way Rick said. You must homeschool your seven children.
Yeah.
And you must have at least seven because you don't use birth control like he doesn't. You know,
you
must.
Thank you for calling. Dial a dumb kid.
You know, buying a car, it's more like a cafeteria thing where you don't want that their foreign language and you get to pick and choose what science is real.
Yeah, you want a kid whose mental salad bar is short on tomatoes.
Yeah, this is where we were. Okay, first of all, the Stephanie Miller Show wishes to preemptively apologize to people that homeschool their children, all of which are not dummies. Like,
well, I mean, they're not
home,
they're not listening to the radio right now, anyways, right? Don't they have to make the butter and stuff in the morning? And gathering eggs?
Just continue to apologize for everything Hal Sparks continues to say.
Firing up the generator on the trailer and reading Bible verses backwards to see if they match Lady Gaga lyrics.
Stephanie Miller Show apologizes for the crystal meth joke that Hal Sparks is about to make.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Not all homeschoolers are completely stupid, like, you know, insane religious fanatic sociopaths.
Yeah, but for a party that's
there's
talking
like
how
that
about
aren't,
freedom,
really nice.
About freedom and about small government, really? You want, you know, a woman, you have to do everything the way Rick Santorum believed. Like, you shouldn't be able to use birth control, have prenatal testing, you should homeschool because, but I mean, it's yes, Rick, you have the freedom to do all that if you'd like to, mm-hmm. and so should we. It really is stunning. I mean, that's the thing you wonder in this whole crazy Republican primary. You go, have you noticed the crazy Rick Santorum said just in the last 4 days?
Well, but it's working. That's the thing. He's doubling down on an effective strategy. That's ultimately what it is. It's the cleanest way he can differentiate himself from Mitt Romney. And interestingly enough, even though the economic policies, I mean, it's been well treaded, but the economic policies of this modern Republican Party or as anti-Jesus as a bunch of Romans with two pieces of wood and a couple of nails. So he can just say, by being a Republican, he can go, well, yeah, I'm for all the things Mitt Romney is for, but here's the things I'm for that Mitt Romney is not because he's other, he's different, he's a Mormon.
No, it's hilarious.
My evangelical cred.
They're running like the same play almost on Romney that they did on Obama.
Absolutely.
They're doing it to each other. He's different. He's scary. He's not one of us. Mitch. Literally, it's like, how do you like it?
Right.
Yeah. And now, well, when we get back.
Now I know why tigers eat their young.
Right.
And it's forcing Mitt Romney into this really, well, if it's possible to be even more inauthentic than he already is.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to pretend that he's.
I love trees. I love cars.
Crazy right wing.
I love
cars are all the right height.
Only trees of the appropriate height.
Yes.
Like they are in Michigan.
They look right here. Everything looks right. Yeah.
What? Huh? 29 minutes after the hour, back with more Hump Days with Hal on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Laugh Too Musical? World too much a better place for her mere presence in it?
How about constantly talks with food in her mouth?
Her heart's full of love. No one cares what's in her mouth.
It's true. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. In fact, it produces the burps that Hal Sparks. You can tell he's so impressed. He doesn't want to say it. His eyes get wide in wonder.
It's somewhere between fear and love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We were saying that Mitt Romney is being forced to be even more inauthentic than he already is by appearing to be more right-wing.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, this I found somewhat stunning. He said his vice presidential candidate, pro-life, that's the only thing that matters. That would be the only, that's his whole indicator. So I say Victoria Jackson. Why not? It'll be like a rerun
Well, no, she's
that's,
cornering.
That's what Sarah Palin, he had to pick someone exciting, female, more right wing. There you go.
Isn't she cornering the Islamophobic side of things? I think she's more Islamophobic than she is pro-life. I think what he means is Bob McDonald from Virginia.
No, it could be exactly like 2008, only even worse.
Yeah.
You pick the moderate candidate that everybody in the Republican base hates, and then you pick a Sarah Palin, only dumber. I'm just saying.
My vice presidential nominee will be pro-life.
That's it.
All right. And my
that's it. Okay.
If I'm fortunate enough to become the nominee, I will also choose someone who is conservative to the core.
And crazier than an outhouse rat.
Yes.
And
presumably then has a core, unlike me.
Yeah.
So you
and
see
by,
a little compare and contrast.
By core, I mean Koch brothers.
Ron Paul, they all have to one-up each other. Ron Paul said he would consider Judge Napolitano as his vice president.
Wow. Oh, my God.
One time someone asked me who I would consider the name Judge Napolitano jumps right out at me.
Yeah?
Said Ron Paul. Yeah,
as a punchline?
Spectacular.
You know. Because he didn't see the rest of that quote where Ron Paul said, because my friends and I like to sit around the campaign bus and laugh so much that snot blows out of our noses. That's what someone suggested, Napolitano. And I was like, okay, I'm for legalization, but you need to lay off for a while.
Okay. David in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Mama.
Hey.
You know, I have this belief that whatever you are doing on the outside is reflecting what's going on the inside. And, the hypocrisy of Rick Santorum is just remarkable. If you look at everything he's been saying recently about women, about birth control, and now about sex, it's all about control, control, control. Also about now this homeschool, this education thing, it's all broken. Why? Well, then he's going to be able to get rid of whatever he wants to and then control it. It's an imposing of a mindset on people from his particular itty-bitty little teeny-tiny mind so that everyone looks like him, thinks like him, and acts like him and all that.
Oh, do we all have to wear sweater vests? Because that is awful.
Well, you know, Mama, you'd look good in just a sweater vest, nothing else with a belt. Okay, I'm here to tell you.
You, David. But David's my official stylist. Mm-hmm. Okay.
In all honesty, he is correct, though. I mean, that is the goal. You know, they view public schools, like they literally see that not as some sort of government program that didn't work and is not cranking out educated enough children or whatever. It's a nuisance because they keep having to answer scientific questions and literary questions from their kids that they don't have an answer for or don't choose to have an answer for or want to pretend don't exist.
Right.
And that's getting worse all the time.
Yeah.
With climate change and gay rights and all these things that they're like, well, science, I don't know. All I know is carbon-14 dating is baloney.
Why do I sense, though, Camden, your son is probably even smarter than you are? He's like Stewie meets, you know, the E-Trade baby.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Just saying. No. Sue and Rock. I don't know why. I just picture him like that, the way Al describes him. Sue in Rockville, Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sue.
Hi, excuse me. Hi there.
Oh, pardon you.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Jim. Hi, Hal.
Hello.
Hello. Morning. Hello.
You got a little huskier when you said hi, Hal.
I know. It's amazing. It just flips. It's like old sense memory.
Yes.
It just goes back to a time long ago.
Yes, you become the Harvey's Bristol Cream woman when you say hi, Hal.
Yes. And I don't even smoke anymore, so I can't even use that as an excuse to have my Lucy voice. Listen,
right.
The thing about Santorum is, or Frothy, is that it's his hypocrisy. I know you're shocked to know he's a hypocrite.
Yes.
Homeschooling is a choice. If people want to choose to homeschool their kids, as a former teacher, I believe there's an art to teaching. It's that he got the Pennsylvania taxpayers to cough up $70,000 to pay for his homeschooling of his kids in Virginia.
Yep.
So until that son of a bitch pays the state of Pennsylvania back, I'm sorry, but if you are, you know, it's like wife has an abortion procedure, but he can dictate, you know, abortion to other women. I mean, the man's a hypocrite at every level, whether it's earmarks and political junk, something as personal as having to terminate a pregnancy
Sue,
or homeschooling.
Did you hear his latest yesterday? He said he was an outsider even when he was inside.
And you know, when you're
which sounds like a Larry Craig statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I was outside the entire time I was inside. You have no pictures of me inside, just outside.
Yes.
And what's inside is pretty damn ugly.
Yes.
I'm going to go with you weren't homeschooled, though. I'm going to go out on a limb from her command of the English language and her ability to, you know, deal with facts.
The Stephanie Miller Show once again wishes to apologize to homeschoolers, all of whom are not great big dopes.
Nope.
Like Rick Santorum. Okay, nope. Chris in Indiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, Steph, I was visiting my father-in-law in Arizona, and his church, he's a pastor, we're both pastors, and his church is right across the street from the venue that they're holding the Republican debate tonight. And they are shutting down the church's parking lot, preventing them from having their Ash Wednesday service, which, considering all the First Amendment religious freedom stuff that's been going on, I thought was pretty interesting.
Wow. Yeah, interesting.
Not surprising at all, honestly. they probably view Ash Wednesday as a security threat. You know?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so and we will be there, Hal and I and John Fugelsang, doing the Sexy Liberal Show in Phoenix on Saturday night. Very, very exciting. Oh, by the way, Hal, I saved this for you. This is evidence why there is no sexy right-wing comedy tour.
Uh-huh.
This is the Fox and Friends official comedian.
Yeah, Brad Stein.
Oh, God.
Oh, the guy from Red Eye? No.
No. Yeah, I think so. Brad Stein?
Brad Stein is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is right-wing comedy. Okay, here we go.
We've been dealing with the Christian Obama thing for quite some time because Jesus said he was the way. He was the way you get to heaven. Obama said back in 08, listen, I'm a Christian, but really, who gets to decide who gets into heaven? You know, I'm thinking maybe Jesus. I mean, if you're a Christian, maybe we need to go that direction. You know, if Santorum doesn't want to question his Christianity, I will. Because he's not really part of that. And yet he's always being slammed. Listen, if Santorum can be slammed for living like a Christian, then why can't Obama be slammed for faking it?
Is he doing Jiminy Glick?
God.
I'm not familiar with your work, but I think you're fabulous.
Hal Sparks, as a professional comedian, was there even a premise, really, or was it just a...
Well, again, I've said many times that sarcasm is what rednecks have instead of a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And Glenn Beck basically built an entire media empire on, oh, that's real good, as a punchline.
Yeah.
So it's by no means surprising that this is their idea of...
Yeah.
You know,
comedy.
Yeah. Okay. And there was no point in there besides the, I don't know, maybe Jesus that would even pass for sort of a constructed punchline or an end to a thought.
Yes.
The problem they have is that your premise falls apart. And, you know, it's kind of like setting up a...
it's like a volleyball game with no setup and no spike. It's just a...
It's like that guy the other day who told he had a fairly decent... joke, a conservative, a moderate, and a liberal walk into a bar, and the bartender says, hey, Mitt, which is great except for Mitt Romney's a Mormon and wouldn't walk into a bar. So, I get
right
where you're coming from.
Yeah.
It's a joke for other people that they've now used for Mitt Romney.
There you go.
Right.
All right. So Mitt Romney, speaking of which, he's trying to play, too, with the war on, he said that President Obama's administration has fought against religion and sought to substitute a secular agenda for one grounded in faith.
And unfortunately, perhaps because of the people the president hangs around with and their agenda, a secular agenda, they have fought against religion.
Which religion have they fought against?
Which one would that be?
Which one would they fight against? As a matter of fact, they've reaffirmed legislatively, repeatedly, the right of all religions, actually.
Mm. Obama's campaign called Romney's comments disgraceful. They linked them to his rival Rick Santorum's recent comments that Obama has a phony theology.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you know Romney's getting desperate. He implicitly invoked his own Mormon faith. Rare for the Massachusetts governor. He said Tuesday he cares about the issue because he's someone who's understood very personally the significance of religious tolerance. Yikes. Mm. You know, oh, boy. Yeah, this is really... On Tuesday, he argued also the Tea Party voter should prefer him over Rick Santorum. So he's trying to pretend he's a Tea Partier and a right-wing religious zealot. He said, I
was part of the Occupy movement. I've been occupying three-piece suits...
for many decades.
With a 1,000 thread count since I was a teenager, honestly. I mean, some of them are hand-me-downs from my dad. And by hand-me-downs, I mean bought fresh and tailored. For me.
Wow.
I started the Occupy Ogden movement.
I was occupying L.L. Bean at the mall last week. Look at his pants.
Yeah, Desperation Part 2, he's set to address a coalition of Tea Party groups tomorrow. He normally does not, of course, do that. He speaks to local businesses. The chairman of the Tea Party group that's hosting it said many of the group's members want to root for the hometown boy, but most would prefer someone else.
So, notice how ironic it is that the Tea Party group and the successful corporate group are mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
That you can't, there's no overlap there. There's not where you can go and go, I'm going to speak to a bunch of, well, you know, entrepreneurs who are doing well in this economy to show how good America is, and I've got to do a Tea Party.
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of people voting against their own self-interests, destroying their own jobs, driving industry out of their towns. It's a different crowd.
Yep.
You got to drive across town to a cheaper venue.
By the way, here's a conspiracy sausage for Jim. In terms of, you know, because they seem very concerned about voter fraud in general elections, but they seem a little, you know, loosey-goosey about their own counting.
Laissez-faire, as it were.
Romney himself shows confidence he'll win in Michigan. When asked in interviews what would happen if he lost, Romney said that won't happen.
More like laissez-voler.
You mean like Maine or
steel.
Iowa?
Interesting. It's almost like he's implying that whoever the Republican establishment wants... Already...
Well, whatever Coca wants, Coca gets.
Yeah.
46 minutes after the hour. Right back. More Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller. Herbie auto-tunes.
Yes.
Because he can actually sing and play. He's a great chromatic harmonica player as well as keyboardist.
Mm-hmm.
51 minutes after the hour, welcome to Music Talk. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll
free
for me.
Stevie Wonder.
Thank you. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free for me.
By the way, George Bush wasn't the only one to wave at him. Jeff Beck did, actually, during that 25th anniversary.
Oh, dear.
It's like, oh, what have I done? Oh bloody hell. What a wanker I am.
Mark in Phoenix, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Mark.
Hey, oh, my God, I love you guys. You guys
I love you.
Are the best. We're going to see you this Saturday.
Yay, Symphony Hall,
and,
yay.
I just want to make sure you're at the Orpheum Theater or Symphony
Hall. No, yeah, Symphony Hall. Symphony Hall.
Okay, good. There's a double check.
We are at the Symphony Hall.
All right.
Please proceed to the Symphony Hall.
All right.
Not the Orpheum.
Thank you, Mark.
Today is the clown show of the Republican debate here. And,
yep.
And I just want to let you know that here in far right-wing Arizona, I'm seeing more Obama bumper stickers than anything. So,
really?
Isn't that something?
I really feel that this November, Arizona will be a pivotal swing state and go for Arizona.
Wow.
So,
I feel
so I'm not calling for Fox noise at all.
I sense Larry the Landslide Lizard stretching, warming up in the.
Oh man.
Yeah.
All right. So, thank you, honey.
Not since should I bring up Goldwater Miller? Is it wrong? Sorry. It could be, especially if it's Santorum. I mean, if it's Santorum, it becomes...
That's why I'm saying, go with the true believer, do it.
Yes.
Stand on principle like they did in 64.
Rick Santorum, the official...
In your heart, you know he's right. Far, far
right.
Do it for Mama. Make my daddy look better, please.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, so anything less than six states, and there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Mittens on the...
I will make sure that we never again attack religious liberty in the United States of America if I'm president.
Where have you done that?
Thank you.
So if there's a town in Michigan that's got a largely Muslim population, for example, and they want to enact Sharia law, you'll have no problem with that because that would be attacking religious liberty.
And you'd have no problem if they built a mosque near Ground Zero, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. I guess you would have a problem. I guess not that kind
Except
of religious
it wasn't
freedom.
Really a mosque, but
no,
yeah, whatever.
No. It was a.
But if you wanted to build a mosque,
it was
decided.
It was formerly a sacred place, Jim. It was a Burlington
Coat Factory.
Factory,
yes.
which is sacred if you live in cold weather.
Yeah.
And you ever needed a coat. James in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, James.
Good morning, good morning. I got a little conspiracy message for
Kim. Oh, yes.
Nice.
You know, basically, I think that because Obama's surging in the polls and because there's really no way to kind of slow his momentum at this point, that what happened in 2011 is happening again with people like the Koch brothers, you know, hitting the refineries and jacking up the oil prices. Price of oil now is $105 a gallon. Well, in 2008, when it was this price, you know, the price of the pump was this bad, it was $147 a gallon.
Right.
So we don't have the same correlation.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well,
so something is jacking up the price of oil.
That's Wall Street speculators.
But the fact that it's happening right now.
Oh, that's all over Fox News. Oh, the oil part, look at the price of oil. How long are you paying at the pump? You know, as if that were a direct correlation to whatever Obama's doing.
Right.
Right.
But they never make that connection. They never.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, do you think Obama to some degree has seen this coming? Because it wouldn't be, it's no surprise to anybody that they would try or that they would have the ability to squeeze their friends to do this kind of thing. So is it a situation where the Obama administration has a plan to put forth a law on Wall Street speculation on commodities, especially oil prices, you know, for May, let's say. And you release when the price is going up right before, and you go past this to stop speculation so we can make sure that people can have their vacations all during the summer and not have $9 a gallon gasoline in 2 years.
Well, because, fellow happy clappy liberal, Hal Sparks, we're always, you know, because, the grumbly base, as Charlie Pierce calls it, Dodd-Frank has no teeth. Just saying, then why is Wall Street giving all their money to Romney and not, you know? I mean, clearly, there is the president is the only one that has stood on the side of regulating Wall Street in any way. So,
right.
James in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, James.
Yeah, this I'm still here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I was actually listening. So that was.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have something else to say?
That's spooky.
No, that was about it. I just think that this is the timing of this is really really important, and the fact that we're not having the same economic conditions that we had in 2008 means that someone's doing some manipulation.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you're absolutely right. The question then though becomes: is the president prepared for it to some degree? You know, and that may be the case. It, you know, in a couple of areas, he's been able to bait them into, you know.
Well, I mean, and that's why. At first, I didn't even understand what Santorum's talking about. The president has phony theology on environmental. What? What does that have to do with, you know, but that's what. And then did you see his spokesperson went on TV and actually said his radical Islamist?
Yes.
Policies on
I meant radical environmental.
Oh, I meant environmental.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same?
Who hasn't made that mistake?
Yeah. The words are so close. What?
I do that all the time. I was like, you know what? We need to. How many times have you been to, you know, the Sierra Club and gone, you know, I just want to make sure that I have a clean Islam to raise my kids in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, you know, I care about the Islam. Yeah. Oh, I mean, environment.
Rick has said it. We've all said it before. Robert Gibbs took it out of context. He wasn't questioning the president's character. He wasn't questioning the president's religion. As he said, as he's clarified the statement, he was talking about radical environmentalists. He was talking about it. There is a type of theological secularism when it comes to the global warmness in this country. That's what he was referring to. Mm. He was referring to the president's policies in terms of the radical Islamic policies the president has, and specifically in terms of the energy exploration.
Yes, I'm very concerned about the poisoning of our minarets. Mm-hmm. Did I say I meant water?
Yeah.
Water.
Yes.
Yes. Of course, that's.
And then
I
she called Andrew Mitchell immediately. And said, did I say?
Yeah, you did.
Oh my gosh! Hi, men, environmental. And I can't believe Andrew Mitchell missed it. She's
right.
Like, I missed it. I didn't catch that. Otherwise, I would have.
I was too busy thinking of my former Fed chair husband.
Yes. Yeah, I was saying it's hard to ruffle Andrea Mitchell. She has seen Alan Greenspan in the bathtub, and I'm just.
I just think I'm gonna bust.
Saying that cannot be pretty. All right.
Could you loofah me? I have a big committee meeting tomorrow.
All right. 58 minutes after the hour. Right back. More Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We'll be right back. gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why? It's debate night, CNN, 5 o'clock Pacific, Republican debate in Arizona, Hal Sparks, in all 3 hours live, Hump Days with Sexy Little Hal Sparks.
Thank you.
Who will be where? In Arizona with me on Saturday, with John Fugelsang for Sexy Liberal. Symphony Hall, check it out.
We have to, I'm going to have to watch this 7 times, the debate, because it happened there. And I'm going to a screening of John Carter tonight. So I'll have to...
Is Phoenix in a penal county or no?
No, it's in Maricopa County.
Oh, of course. I didn't know if we were in, yeah, the sheriff, the gay sheriff's, you know, territory, so to speak.
Yeah, but there's a lot more, you know, penal institutions in Arizona.
Sure.
I mean, they get a lot of press.
Yeah.
Sure.
10 cities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. StephanieMiller.com, the website, and SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Check it out. Oh, Sexy Liberal Tour Director Roland mentioned the Madison folk because the April show has been sold out for a long time. A few tickets left for Super Saturday in Chicago on March 3rd.
Super.
Come on.
Thanks for asking.
Exactly. It is super.
And
come
guess
on up to
what?
Chicago.
Guess what? Big surprise for Chicago Sexy Liberal fans. My band, 01, will be playing the night before.
Oh,
really?
At Reggie's Rock Club in Chicago.
Going. Wow. I'm coming in a day early.
This is news. This is breaking news. We just got the official tweet.
So you'll be napping a lot on stage.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So what? Am I on? Oh, okay.
Rock and roll. I'm just rock and roll. Don't mix, man.
All right. And our friends, the Chicago Blues All-Stars, backing us up at the Chicago Theater Saturday night, as they did last time. It's going to be a little off the hook, as the kids say, I think.
Yes.
But will it be off the chain?
Yeah, I believe so. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you got, we'll be off it. Hook.
Great.
Chain.
Probably not off the stage.
Yeah.
Totally.
The All deep end. but yeah.
Off the rockers.
Yeah.
It's becoming a not a Santorum surge. There's yet another Santorum surge headline this morning. But it's a wave. It's a sexy liberal something. By the way, we just hit 51,000 Twitter followers for Sexy Liberal.
Thank you.
Follow us. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rutger writes of Texas and Virginia. Steph, if Texas makes women see ultrasounds before an abortion and Virginia requires transvaginal exams, then Congress should require any Republican divorcee seeking a second or third marriage to view Newt and Callista getting busy. It's only It's true.
Here's the...
Yikes.
I've never seen a goose so mistreated.
I mean, can you believe this? Seriously.
Yes, I can, because they don't view women as people. So that's to them, that's like, you know, giving antibiotics to livestock. It's the same attitude.
Yeah.
Secondly, though, I don't get how, you know, believe me, I'm never surprised when supposed Christian conservatives don't act Christian. That's been gone for years. I mean, you know, since... You know, I think Reagan, we've put, pin in that. That's done. But the idea that liberty-loving Tea Partier types would support somebody who would be for state-sanctioned insertion of a device into a woman's body.
Yes, as I said, government small enough it can fit in your vagina.
Unwanted transvaginal probing is the very definition of rape.
Thank you. This is what I'm, you know, I'm really, in case you don't know what we're talking about, last week the Virginia legislature moved closer to passing a bill that would require women seeking an abortion to undergo an ultrasound, which is, as Jim called it,
whether they want it
transvaginal
or not.
Probe.
Yes, that's
not in a good way.
That's actually what it's called. It's a
the
transvaginal probe.
The law provides that women seeking an abortion in Virginia will be forcibly penetrated for no medical reason. I am not the first person to note under any other set of facts that would constitute rape. Yes.
Right. Here's the other thing. If you guys are so worried about the slippery slope of liberty, and if you know, these rights are taken away, we'll lose other rights, and that's one of the things they've been running into. I mean, Fox News has come out and said that, you know, Obama's pushing towards a fascist America and those ideas. Doesn't this set a legal precedent that if the government can issue a law that beyond what your doctor says, beyond what you want, we can physically insert a device inside you.
Right.
Where are all the Alex Jones types coming out about, you know, then why not a chip inside you then? Why not forced inoculations?
I want to pass a law that if a man wants Viagra, he needs to have a rectal probe.
Well, yeah, they want to check his prostate. Most ED is caused by an enlarged prostate. That's so they should have to check for it by the old fashioned two finger system.
Here's the thing: it's these right wing women. They just cease to me being women. They will do anything for the right wing cause. Dana Loesch defended the procedure as being no different than consensual sex. She said, they had no problem having similar to a transvaginal procedure when they engaged in the act that resulted in their pregnancy.
So,
really?
This one...
This is a woman in 2012?
Wow.
You had that's like saying, well, you couldn't have been raped. You've had sex with somebody else.
Exactly.
Right.
So you wanted it, clearly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, at what point are we going to just have honor killings? At what point are they going to...
Yeah, you wouldn't have worn that skirt into the doctor's office unless you wanted it, you know.
Yeah. Women, this is Fox pushing for burkas now? Is that what's... Yeah. Have we gone that far in the direction that they've looped back onto themselves?
Exactly.
Oh, on the plus side, it would be harder to hear Dana Loesch talk if she were wearing a burka.
That's true.
They'd find a way to mic it from the inside.
They would manufacture an entire line of burka mics from Laura Ingraham and Dana Loesch. And, you know. Yesterday, by the way, discussing the awesomeness of a brokered Republican convention, if it really gets that bad. Mm. And they literally, in the article, how they said that they may airlift the candidate in at the last moment, which made
Christie,
it... Yes, because Chris Christie being mentioned, it would have to be the... the plane in Operation Dumbo Drop.
Starring Dennis Leary.
Yeah, where they had to move the elephant.
He's had removed from his IMDb page.
Tim, though, has a correction, Chris. I think this is a correction for you.
Okay.
Steph, the elephant in Operation Dumbo Drop was dropped from a C-130, not a helicopter.
Mm. Oh!
That makes sense.
You'd need the same for Christie. And seeing that McGill Air Force Base is just down the road, the RNC could probably borrow one quickly. Mm-hmm. Just saying, if you really want to be ready.
Rick Perry used to fly those C-130s. Amazingly.
Perfect.
It seemed to me you need a brain to do that.
Perfect. That's an entrance. Have Rick Perry fly.
That sounds like more like a Cessna 172.
Well, you know. He's got to be... Rick Perry's got to be kicking himself. It really does. Because he could...
This just in.
Shut
Governor
up,
Chris Christie has crushed the Delaware delegation.
Right. Which consists...
What? A big bone!
Which consists of two Ron Pauls, subversive supporters, and a dog named Colin.
Hell, no one names the dog Colin.
Rick Perry must be looking at the Santorum surge and being angry beyond measure that if he'd have just stuck it out, because that's the thing. The Republican, even independent voters will take dumb and colloquial over maddeningly fascist conservative.
Yeah.
Like, he could have gotten more bleed over votes, ultimately. He could have gotten all the religious conservatives, all the social conservatives.
Yeah, there is truly no right-wing whack, two right-wing whack hope for this current Republican Party. Julie was the first one, Jim, that alerted us to this yesterday. Steph, since you're on God Talk this morning, did you know Satan has taken over the Girl Scouts?
Yes.
Finally!
I frankly hated that Girl Scouts, girly arts and crafts crap when I was a kid. Me too. I started ditching meetings when my den mother started pushing merit badges for pork chop recipes circa 1968. Uh-huh. But apparently it's a lot more fun now, at least according to Republican Representative Bob Morris of the Indiana Legislature, who did some research, please and thank you, and found out that the Girl Scout is a Satan/Planned Parenthood auxiliary of some sort.
Mm,
needless
sweet.
To say, the Girl Scouts and various other reputable people and organizations have denied all the charges Representative Bob Morris dug up on online right-wing world about the Satan choreographed sensuality, homosexuality, and recreational abortions going on in the Indiana Girl Scouts.
Mm.
Yeah. Yes, he sent a terrifying letter to his colleagues.
You know who also denied Peter because the devil made him. So I'm just saying anybody who denies anything.
He said he did some research on the internet.
Sure.
Porn.
Internet-based research.
And found allegations that the Girl Scouts are a tactical arm of Planned Parenthood.
Uh-huh.
And they allow transgendered females to join just like any real girl. And encourage sex. He called it a radicalized organization that supports abortion and promotes homosexual lifestyles.
Hmm.
Based on his,
he
said
internet-based research,
which he did a little of. He said, "I did a little internet research, and I was disturbed."
Don't bother, Daddy. He's doing internet-based research
on Girl Scouts.
Yeah. No, they were porn stars dressed as girls.
Yeah, exactly.
You know where you got the idea, General Jack D. Ripper from Dr. Strangelove.
Mandrake, you ever look at the ingredients for Girl Scout cookies?
No, Jack, I don't believe I have, actually.
Have a gander, Mandrake. Sugar, partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, artificial flavor, and lesbian communist indoctrination. It's incredibly obvious, isn't it?
I say, when did you first develop this theory, Jack?
I first became aware of it, Mandrake, during the physical act of love. I had hired a young lady to pleasure me while wearing a Girl Scout uniform. Profound sense of fatigue followed. Fortunately, I was able to interpret these feelings correctly. It was the Girl Scout cookies. I do not avoid Girl Scouts, Mandrake. I merely deny them my essence. So
will you please. Thank you, Jim. They used to, it's like, yay, Jim Skit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim Skit's back.
Yay, Jim Skit.
All right. Thank you, Jim. 18 minutes after the hour, right back. Hump Days with Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm kind of known for having a twisted sense of humor.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh boy, Hal Sparks is working it this morning. Oh, I don't know what's going on there. Okay, 22 minutes after the hour. I apologize, Ustream. I do not know what that little pantomime was. When it was Satan's
never
work.
Never been the bad dog? Never.
Bad dog? 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere.
We're talking about Franklin Graham, so I just figured.
Oh, okay, right. Fine. Rick writes, Steph, my daughter just earned her pole dancing badge in Girl Scouts. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, great.
That's good. David in Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, David.
Hi. Well, actually, I'm in Los Angeles, but I'm calling about Virginia because that's kind of the world of crazy these days. But
yes,
also
Virginia.
Yesterday... You can call me Virginia. Yesterday, they also passed, in addition to their transvaginal work, they passed a law that specifically permits private adoption agencies to discriminate against gay and lesbian prospective parents.
Wow.
Oh, but you can also discriminate based on political party.
Yeah.
And guess which direction they expect people to side with on that one, I'm sure. But you can also do it based on gender, income, hundreds of different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they slipped that one in.
And Virginia is a purple state, so I think that's the other thing. It's not like, you know, this is somewhere. I mean, it really is. It's a very
according to the governor, the current governor. They really
Transvaginal Bob.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Even though 55% came out directly against it, 36% are for it. I'd love to see what the breakdown male to female is in those, you know, in that statistic too. And Republican versus independent or any other, you know, Democrat or anything else. It's that same 36% that seems to think Rick Santorum is awesome.
Yeah.
It's a layover, the same group.
Oh, dear. Hillary Clinton must not have gotten the white shirt memo. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, did you see this? Fashion faux pas stood out from the crowd at a G20 group photo when she was the only participant not mentioned in a white, not dressed in a white button-down shirt. Instead, she arrived wearing one of her signature pantsuits, this one a shade of chartreuse green.
Where is Marcus Bachmann
when you need him?
Consult her!
They said bone white! He is like an expert at picking out bone white suits. And look at this tragedy,
bone white, we thought you were talking about Dave White. He's our assistant editor for...
The State Department told the Daily Mail they were not made aware of any formal dress code before the photo op. I smell right-wing scampery.
Who wears lime green after Labor Day?
Probably Marcus Bachmann with not much to do, probably prank calling. Tell her the dress code is chartreuse green.
How'd you get a copy of his laugh? That's so wild. That is amazing. You must have...
I'm sorry. It's more like a Paul Lynn. Michelle, guess what I just did?
Charles Nelson Riley.
Okay. Speaking of which, Bachmann, she will seek her old Minnesota House seat. She just announced.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Even though even though her home is being thrown into a district currently represented by a Democrat, a new congressional map puts her suburb in the new 4th district. Had Bachman decided to run there, it would have set up a potential general election matchup with 6th-term incumbent Betty McCollum. Instead, she plans to seek re-election in a redrawn 6th district. Shortly after the news of Bachman's decision broke, McCollum's campaign sent out a press release taunting Bachman for running away from a challenge.
Right.
The new 6th district is made up of her longtime... It's where all the crazies live, essentially.
Right.
That's what I was going to say. Long-time turf, and if anything, the district might be even more conservative because it gained a portion of Republican-leading Carver County, which I don't know. Here are some fun facts about Michelle Bachman for the next run, though. She missed 71% of congressional votes on her little presidential traipse.
That makes me feel better about her time in office.
Yeah.
That actually does.
Also, while campaigning in Iowa, she repeatedly stressed her roots in that state. Remember how from Iowa she was and not really of Minnesota at all?
The John Wayne that she... supported John Wayne.
While members of Congress aren't required to live in the districts they represent, Minnesota state lawmakers do face that requirement. Oh my God, if they have to move, who's going to redecorate their new house?
Oh, stop it.
What?
Yeah.
Just saying, I like Marcus. It's just, he needs stuff to do besides prank calling the State Department to lead Hillary Clinton into fashion disasters.
But, in all seriousness, Marcus Bachman does not have any particular skill in fashion or in interior design. We have no evidence.
No, we do not.
And he would be far too busy to
even... He does pick out his wife's pantsuits.
Yeah, but he wouldn't... I mean, who doesn't? I mean, if I had a wife, I'd be in there in the closet going, no, maybe.
Do you look fat in that? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
This pantsuit make me look fat?
No,
the cookies did that. The pantsuit just won't hide it anymore.
Your fatness makes it look fat.
Yeah.
All right, stop it. Okay, Mitt Romney. Oh, is he pretending? Is he? What is he attempting now? Empathy? Mm-hmm. Sympathy? Something?
Something.
Oh. My heart breaks in part for what's happened across the state.
Oh, cyber.
You have suffered these last years. Michigan has gone through a one-state recession, now a national recession. These have been tough times. I'm glad to see Michigan is coming back. It is coming back.
And your investment portfolios have been very meager.
Yeah.
What? You don't have any?
Oh. I'm glad to see Michigan's coming back, even though I actively am against what actually made it come back.
Yeah.
Let it die.
Oh, I love when the Rombot expresses an emotion.
Yeah.
My heart breaks.
It's like a piece of paper.
It makes me. I has a sad.
In part. He said my heart breaks in part.
In part.
In part.
Yeah. My fourth ventricle... is fluctuating at off rhythm with the rest of it.
Yes.
In sympathy
briefly
for the investors who put money into these companies.
All right, 29 minutes after the hour. Right back. More Hump Days with sexy liberal Hal Sparks on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It's a cold bitch.
So, it is the Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour. This hour brought to you by GoToMyPC. Access your Mac or PC from anywhere, now even from your iPad, with GoToMyPC free for 45 days. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, enter the promo code, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Hello.
Okay.
All right. You became Jiminy Glick. You did it.
Okay.
Hump Days with Hal
Sparks. Hal Sparks.
Wonderful.
All right.
I'm not familiar with your work, but I think you're fabulous.
All right. Big debate tonight, Mitt Romney.
What I'm going to be doing over the coming days is I'm going to be talking about how to make all three of those things work together. Our taxes to create more growth. Our spending to make sure we balance the budget. Mm-hmm. And our long-term obligations, our entitlements.
And our trees, which are the right height.
Yes.
And cars.
Our long-term entitlements.
And lakes.
And that horrible
which
buzz.
I don't.
We were saying, we have to play that again for Hal, but yeah, it really was literally like a Flintstones background. Like he was just commenting on, oh, I love, ooh, look, car, rock, tree. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it all.
Love everything.
Lakes.
Streets.
Oh, cars.
Don't be afraid of. It's like he hired a new debate coach. You know, speech person. Yeah. Don't be afraid to spitball, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just grab what you're seeing. Be in the moment.
Stay in the moment. America beautiful.
What do you see?
Improv
I love
you
chairs.
Do. Awesome.
He looks like Dick Shawn in The Producers. He's like just this crazy wild haired.
Acoustic tiles on the ceiling.
Wait, someone has to send me this. I forgot.
I love
Sharon.
Acoustic tiles. They make everything sound better.
Sharon writes, Stephen the Mooks, if you've ever seen the movie The Birdcage, there's a scene where Gene Hackman is sitting in the living room of Robin Williams and Nathan Lane, and he's describing their drive down the coast of Florida. You've got to listen as he sort of drifts off using lines from America the Beautiful. Ah. If that isn't Romney describing Michigan, I don't know what
wow.
is.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes, let's listen again.
I was born right here. I love this city. It seems right here. Trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes. There's something very special here. The Great Lakes, but also all the little inland lakes that dot the parts of Michigan.
They're all inland
cars. I don't know. I mean, I grew up totally in love with cars.
But just lakes, random.
Lakes are inland.
Yes.
He's like. Yeah,
there's no ocean.
It's like Bill Murray
in
Groundhog Day when he's tried for, a thousand times to win Andy McDowell's love, and now he's just like running. Okay, that worked. That worked. Maybe ice cream? Did you want to go up to date? Can I touch your hand? Can I touch your leg? and he keeps getting slapped in the face every time. They just cut to single lines and him getting smacked in the face. I like cars. Ow. I like the trees are the right height.
Trees. Lakes.
Hey.
No.
Lakes. I like the lakes. The big ones, everybody likes the big ones. But the little lakes, I like the little
Some
lakes.
Kind of really inauthentic.
For the little guy. Like, not the ones you can sail on. Not the ones I'm interested in. But the
he's playing charades with no one.
Yeah, totally, exactly. Two words.
Lakes, trees.
Great lakes.
Car.
Great lakes. Cars. Yeah. Car, two words.
He's going to end up being Ned Ryerson.
Mitt Romney?
Yeah, Gawker.
Almost Ned the Head?
Gawker has a great piece. The real Mitt is the fake Mitt, or how Romney is like a Scooby-Doo villain. Because they published a book last month, the Real Romney.
Pamphlet.
Gawker talks about it. CPAC, which is like a Comic-Con for conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
Mitt was wrong. Romney was basically the butt of every joke.
Yeah.
But, Gawker just, exploring his inauthenticness. Mitt Romney is an insult because they were saying a lot of, that's kind of a given that politicians are phony, yada, yada. He said, but Mitt Romney's an insult even to the process of being insulted, a giant grainy Xerox of a forgery of a human being. The problem voters have with him isn't that he's fake, it's that he's inauthentically fake. Critics miss the obvious conclusion. The real Romney is very much the same as the fake Romney. The fakeness is Romney's all the way down. Layers of opaque, lacquered bolt poured into plexiglass or lucite or another unnatural transparency.
He's shallow to the bone.
Yes. The ambition and sad emptiness of Romney affects something like a combination of the Scooby-Doo monster and the bad guy impersonating it. There's the scary fixed mask, and then there's the shabby, baleful old fraud beneath it. Only someone fused them together and infinitely replicated them.
Oh,
you can
wow.
rip the Romney mask off, Daphne shrieks, but it only reveals another and another and another, each one emitting a sad, small, keening noise from the rictus mouth-shaped void in the middle of it.
Wow. That's great.
Wow.
The interesting thing is, I don't think he's lying. I just don't think he knows what he's about.
Yeah.
That's the, that he's...
He just doesn't believe anything. Just a
he's
hologram.
Authentically, he is Mitt Romney. That's authentically Mitt Romney. What works?
Shafe in the live blog says, Mitt is the ninth generation of a photocopy of a conservative's butt cheeks.
Thank you.
Where you can't really make it out anymore. Is that
it's more of a mimeograph.
Sit on a Xerox, or is this a joke?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that Guatemala?
Can you mimeograph your butt? I don't know.
Yeah.
Trash. Poor sad mittens again.
Rick Santorum is now just being seen for the first time in many homes, and his background and mine are very different. I don't think Rick Santorum's track record is that of a fiscal conservative.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And
sorry, my jaw was clicking from yawning at what you were saying. I didn't hear any details. I just
click, click, click. Okay. And Frothy.
You may see all these commercials. Oh, Rick Santorum is a big spender, but they've never once talked about how I voted for any increase in an appropriation bill. Why? Because I never did. I always voted to cut appropriation bills. They never talked about me voting for a tax increase. Why? Because I never did. In 16 years in public life, I voted many times to reduce taxes.
Yep. Gee, I voted five times to raise the debt ceiling without offsets, though. Ha ha. Yeah. Take that.
Yeah.
Jacques. Mm-hmm. I just stole a Mitt Romney line. Mitt. I just, you know what? I've switched sides so many times in this race. Just whatever makes it longer and more awful.
Yeah. At a certain point, yeah, I think you're right. I think at one point I was like, ooh, please Santorum, because that'll be ridiculous. Right. You know, Mitt Romney might still be sort of a serious candidate. No. Not at all.
Wow, Rick Santorum, Reverend Wright is back?
Yeah.
Awesome.
He went to Reverend Wright's church for 20 years. I mean, now you can question what kind of theology Reverend Wright has, but it's a Christian church.
So he is a Christian.
And so you missed theology the other day instead of ideology. When you said theology, you meant theology.
Right.
She's not a Christian!
No! I see. He's going with the not that he's a Muslim, but he's the wrong kind of Christian.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Because I think it was Christian Liars, like Rick Santorum excommunicates 58 million Christians because they're not.
Yes.
Yeah.
45 million. Yeah, because they're not the right kind of, you know.
On the wacko
Episcopalians,
dial.
Lutherans, the
Methodists. Bye. My grandmother was a Lutheran.
Universalist.
Oh, yeah. Forget it. Yeah.
Don't get me started on the Christian Scientists.
Newt, poor Newtie. Is it too late to say Newt? Yeah, probably.
He's
trying to be a big, Hunter Fisher kind of guy now.
What liberals don't get is that you cannot put a gun rack in a vault.
Actually, you can. Somebody did it.
Yeah, there's a guy who actually posted a picture of the gun rack that he put on his vault.
I didn't mean literally, frankly.
And what are you talking about? You also can't put one in a Porsche. You can't put one in a Tercel, I suppose. Yeah. And what point of a commuter car?
You've been a DC lobbyist for 1,000 years. You've probably never been hunting in your life.
Yeah.
Please. He's a gun rack guy now.
I have a gun rack on my limo, frankly.
When you pal around with guys like Dick Cheney, you can't, let's be honest, you don't go as hunting as often as you might have wanted to. It's not smart. It's not prudent.
Oh, boy.
It's a lot of drinking and a lot of wagging the gun about while conversing as if it was a pointer.
Exactly.
The point I'm trying to make is...
What I'm saying is, but don't point that over.
I effing shot myself.
David Koch. There's our old friend. He said what Scott Walker is doing with the public unions in Wisconsin is critically important. He's an impressive guy, and he's very courageous. If the unions win the recall, there'll be no stopping union power.
Good.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the problem is?
Yes. That's apparently what the people of Wisconsin would like.
Mm-hmm.
Koch's spokeswoman said, we think the best workplace relationships are fostered when the employer works directly with its employees.
Of course you do.
Oh, those clunky unions in the way asking for
when you can bring them in one at a time and turn them against each other and threaten them all with firing and pretend you're not to all the other ones.
It's a mischaracterization of our principle to say this means we oppose unions or want to dismantle all unions. Right.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Koch has a dim view of the coverage of him. He said, they make me sound like a bully. Do I look like a bully?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah, you act like one.
The jackboots and the jodhpurs are kind of a dead giveaway.
All right. WashingtonPost.com, did you see this? Has given Glenn Beck a platform. They have an on-faith section. They published a guest column by Glenn Beck. In which the former Fox News host attacked President Obama.
You have to take that he knows what he's talking about on faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you bother to check, it's rude.
He was talking about the whole contraceptive controversy. And declared we are all Catholics now. Even though he's a Mormon. WashingtonPost.com's decision to grant Beck a platform as part of their conversation on religion and politics comes in spite of Beck's repeated condemnation by Jewish groups for offensive comments as well as his history of violent rhetoric. But all right, it's...
Yeah, Jews are all Catholics now. Just to be clarified.
What?
Sorry. We're grouping you guys in.
After you die, Jews are all Mormons now.
Right, yeah, true. Absolutely. They've all been posthumously baptized by Mitt Romney and his ilk.
Wow. Yeah, they are grasping. Chris, we haven't talked about this yet, but Wonkat has a great piece about this whole, they're trying to make Media Matters, like, is it Obama's Watergate?
Right. No.
Right. Wonkat writes, Wingnut Magazine smartly asks, is liberal blog Obama's Watergate? The American Spectator blog bravely follows up a Tucker Carlson blog post about Media Matters blog. Being a liberal blog, much like Newsbusters susses out liberal bias on liberal radio.
Right.
Yes, I'm frequently cited for liberal bias.
Yeah. What? What am I doing here? What? This is wrong. You mean you
they
say
write,
what you it actually says you say on the label?
They write, there is one very disturbing, very serious precedent that provides a direct link between the Obama White House and its Media Matters buddies, and the famous Watergate scandal that brought down Nixon. Juan Kett writes, leaders of the Democratic political party talking to Democratic strategy groups? What? Finally, we can get rid of Barack Obama through impeachment. Enjoy walking the beach in San Clemente with a metal detector, Obama.
In a suit.
Yes. That's all you got?
What?
All right.
Yeah. So that's akin to coordinating your message.
Sure.
Is the same thing as illegal break-ins and...
Yeah, burglary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sure. There you go. All right, 46 minutes after the hour. Oh, heavens. The Reverend Franklin Graham in Right Wing World.
Very
reverend. Very reverend.
Super duper
reverend. Extra crispy bucket of Reverend Franklin Graham in Right Wing World next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yikes.
This was so funny in my head when I planned it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
She's crafty. She gets around. She's crafty. She's always down. She's crafty. She's got it cracked. She's crafty. And she's just my type.
She's crafty.
Stop that.
That's not a sexy dance. I don't know what that was. I
was
just
what was
doing.
That?
Okay, 51 minutes after the hour. 1-800.
Do you need some medication? Are you? Right,
I've sadly lost the dance off with Health Sparks again.
At least my goofy dances are on purpose.
It's like some sort of inauthentic Mitt Romney dance.
Yeah, right.
1-800.
I love dancing.
I love to cut a rug.
I love dancing. Mm-hmm. I love.
I literally like to cut rugs.
Sometimes Ann and I shake our groove thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's dive into
from
the...
From 3 feet away. Just,
sure.
You know.
Yeah. Let's dive into the...
With our bad selves.
Let's dive into the Right Wing World, shall we? Oh, good. Did you just goose me with music?
Yes.
Like they do at the Oscars?
Yes.
Did you think I'd forget where I was? I did.
We were holding curtain.
Holding curtain for me. Now that I'm touring, Hal, I'm a old show gal.
Right.
I'm holding curtain. All right. There's no curtain anywhere we play. I don't know what they're talking about.
Mm-mm.
All right. Rush Limbaugh. Okay.
Speaking bluntly, the people that don't do well have only themselves to blame.
Blame
and
yourself.
Those who have no control over themselves are the ones we help. I'm telling you, the people with this country, with the opportunity that is present in this country every day, that is unlimited, the only limits in this country on anybody's advancement is their own limitation that they place on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean,
thank you, Herman Cain.
We shouldn't help people that are out of control with, say,
drugs,
food and drugs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
People ought to control themselves, is what his point is.
Mm-hmm. If you're being vaginally pro, blame yourself.
Blame yourself
for having a vagina.
You had it coming.
If you were smart, you would have been.
Why
born
do you think they called
penis?
It a vaginal probe? It was meant to probe vaginas.
Yeah.
And if you didn't want to be probed, you shouldn't have grown a vagina.
Absolutely. And if you've ever listened to Rush Limbaugh's show, then you've already consented to be vaginally probed. Because he snorts oxycodone and oxycontin.
You agreed to be orally raped.
Yeah.
You had it coming.
Yeah, exactly. You agree with everything you hear.
You like it in the ear.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to stick anything in your ear, they can.
You turn on Rush Limbaugh, you deserve to be ear. All right.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
What did
you
I
go?
Just...
Where
hello.
I wasn't going that way.
Howdy, Newsbusters.
Okay. Where did that come
I don't know. We're deep in my
deep,
recesses.
Deep.
Well,
okay. If you lie for the Koch brothers, you get a lot of money. That's, you know, that's part of the deal.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay, Dick.
Spew right-wing propaganda. They throw money at you.
Not right? You, Jim. Hmm? Dick what? Morris. You just interrupted me when I was saying Dick.
Oh, yeah. No,
I didn't want you to think I was referencing you. Dick Morris, Fox Business.
The economics data that Obama's peddling is just phony. You start with the unemployment rate.
Oh.
The Obama administration says auto sales are up. They're not.
They're not.
Flat. They say consumer credit is up. Consumers are borrowing again. They're not. And they're citing gains in the stock market, First, there really haven't been a lot. But secondly, you have a 39% decrease in volume in the stock market. Mm. These are all completely phony statistics. Really? There ain't no recovery.
Really? So we didn't hit, what, 13,000 yesterday?
No. Yeah, no.
Uh-huh.
No, that's
13,000.
The Obama administration
car
was...
Car sales not up. Interesting. Yeah. So they're posting all those profits. How, I wonder?
Well, the Obama administration, weren't they caught down at the Dow with cardboard letters and a staple gun?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Putting 13,000 up over then, because it's still 6,500 where it was when he took office.
And a lot of those cars weren't real cars. They were inflatable, like before the D-Day invasion.
Exactly. They just parked them.
It just looks like cars.
They weren't sold. They were deflated.
They're actually beanbag chairs.
Obama comes out and pops the cars.
That's something we notice about Dick Morris, that as his points get more and more ridiculous, you can't really understand them anyway because he's out of breath. So
what I'm saying is that my that.
And then he falls on a second.
Rivet. Rivet.
He does. He's the only man that gets winded by a run-on sentence. He's, you know, he really ought to stop a little earlier.
Not his fault. Okay. I mean, you get back problems after a while from sleeping on a lily pad. And,
yes. Yeah. All right. Bernard Goldberg, O'Reilly.
Studies, no matter whether liberals do them or conservatives do them, they consistently show that children that are born outside of marriage don't do well. Mm. Now, here's an area where the President of the United States can use the bully pulpit to actually try to do some good by talking about this. But he's made a conscious decision to run for re-election by dividing the Americans based on how much money they have in their pocket, in their bank account. You want to tell these women and their irresponsible boyfriends that they need to do their fair share.
As the father of a child who was born outside of marriage, I would like to tell you to go pound sand.
And by the way, it was a Planned Parenthood, yours.
Yeah, exactly. And the president himself is actually had a single mother essentially for most of his life. So the idea that you don't do, there are plenty of. I'm fairly certain that both of the kids at Columbine had both parents.
Yes.
Yes.
So I don't think you can necessarily talk family structure.
The Menendezes had two parents.
Yeah, they did.
Well, they did.
Right. Yeah. For a while,
they fixed that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awful.
Oh, here's the
Jim
thing.
Then, is time. This, is, it's a lot of time.
At what point is that guy then making the case for abortion?
Exactly.
No. I mean, if you're gonna have, if you don't have a husband,
that's yeah. exactly what I was saying.
And you're pregnant, then yeah. you must. It is in the child's best interest for it to not exist because exactly. they're stuck that way. And the president should use the bully pulpit now to tell people to abort their kids if they don't have a man around the house, or you know,
the soothing tones of Laura Ingraham.
Obama and the Church of the Global Warming, right? That there are acceptable theologies out there for which you won't be ridiculed, and one of them is this this maniacal adherence to global warming theories, despite the evidence that's out there that calls some of those theories into question.
Like
so,
that it snows in winter?
Church of the Global Warming, it's something that a lot of us have written about and spoken about, and I'm pretty sure that's what he was getting at, and because he didn't say it just that way, he's a religious zealot.
He's talking about what she's talking about what Rick Santorum said about theology.
Yeah, the president's phony theology. Yeah.
Yeah. The idea that, you know, there's plenty of, she's like, notice, you can always tell bad literature when it cites itself. You know, one of my problems with Dianetics was the first three chapters are pretty interesting, and then the rest of the chapters all reference the first three chapters over and over again.
Yes, it's been written a couple chapters ago.
Yeah, as I said a couple of chapters ago, wait a minute, should you be... I know what you said, but what is there any corroboration?
Like
Laura Ingraham,
Laura Ingraham's writing.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, nobody else agrees with me, so I'll cite my own blog.
I tweeted
yesterday that this was garbage. Why?
I wrote it, therefore it is important.
She doesn't believe in the theory of gravity. Maybe she should try jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. Get that news,
in the beginning.
Jim Louise. All right, Franklin Graham in his own little right-wing world after the...
Wow.
A little self-enclosed right-wing world after the top of the hour. Hump Days with Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, and I feel good. Hey, all right, I'm
Yay! 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. I do it to get Hal's attention. All right. 1-800-STEP-12. Hump Days with Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks. Live in studio, sexyliberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website, Sexy Liberal on Facebook. We have pictures up from the Philly show, from the Portland show. Check it out. How so cute. Oh, my God.
It's true.
Yes. By the way, oh, here's a love letter from Linda. Family weekend togetherness ruined yet again. While gathered together this past weekend, I chose a moment to get our Chicago March 3rd Sexy Liberal tickets out and pass them around for all attendees, myself, my husband, my two adult sons, to gaze upon. Wow. Just look at it. People have little ceremonies now. Mm-hmm. Little pre-ceremonies.
Right.
And bask upon the warming glow of the upcoming event.
Mm.
Dad decides this is the moment to bring up what sometimes happens at the meet and gropes. He, trying to be delicate and subtle, got around to Mama being approached by grope folks who take pictures of her more intimate parts. Son number one looked puzzled. I leaned over and out of the side of my mouth quietly said, shots. You know, taking cell phone cameras, shoving them down your pants to take a picture. Now we're all trying to recover from such a startling fact about you, Steph. And yeah. That me, Mom, uttered such a phrase. Actually, I don't do it in the meet and grope. I do it right on stage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's usually. In the show.
Yeah, it's in the show.
Yeah. You don't even need meet and greet tickets to see that part of it.
No.
Well, that makes
and
it okay.
And by that part of it, I mean you.
Thank you.
It's like hair. You know, they're all naked on stage. But if you do that in the street, you get, you know, arrested.
Right.
Oh, hair.
The musical. Hair.
I thought you were questioning my grooming.
No.
What's this picture? Did you guys go see the musical Hair this weekend? No. It's just Stephanie Miller's.
It's just shot. Sasquatch in the forest.
She's a little unkempt. Dave, son number one, also overcame his curiosity and Googled Santorum. Uh-oh. After I told him about the commercial with a Mitt Romney actor and the mud-slinging weapon firing brown liquid at Santorum.
Oh, that was amazing.
It was amazing. He read it. He can't unread it. Now Dave knows why I plug my ears and hum to myself when the frothy songs were played on your show. Heaving a heavy sigh, Linda. In their little pre-sexy liberal ceremony in Chicago. Just staring lovingly at their tickets. We are, by the way, very close to a sellout, and that's 3,500 seats. Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago.
My
the
God.
Biggest political comedy show ever in the history of ever, like since dinosaurs, according to Roland. See, I included Hal's T-Rex bit in that. See, that was a reference to Hal's.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right. Also,
and it's our second trip there, so it's not like, you know, and I mean, granted. It's a big...
It's our first return engagement.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Mm. Also, Boston Netroots is in Providence that weekend, so we're going to have a bus. Oh, my God. It'll all come together when Mom sings along. They're going to have a bus that people can use for a small fee working on details, but better buy now.
Progressive Patriots of Boston, leave your Puritan roots behind and join Stephanie Miller for an enticing evening of liberal debauchery. Because Stephanie and her sexy liberal players are coming back for a second helping of Beantown.
But I remember Boston, and that victory was as sweet as the cream pie for which the town was named.
On June 9th, 2012, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, a.k.a. The Big Gig, proudly returns to the Wilbur Theater, starring John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and progressive talk radio star Stephanie Miller. Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com, by calling Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000, or by going to the Wilbur Theater box office at 246 Tremont Street in Boston's historic theater district. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour on June 9th. It is sure to be both wicked and awesome.
Wicked hot.
Awesome!
How come they left out Wilbur? Like they should have thrown in.
All right. And of course, the big news, it's debate night. Republicans debate. Oh, David Benda's coming over for cocktails and spitballs. He'll be on the show tomorrow, break down the Republican debate in Arizona.
I've watched baseball with David Benda, and anything like that when he watches a debate.
Yeah. It's like Oscar night for us. It's like Oscar night for political geeks. We just do.
I would put earthquake putty under everything in the house because he will chuck things at the television.
Yeah. We're such geeks. All right. By the way, I love this. Ron Paul says he raised $4.5 million in January. Julie in Seattle writes, what possible sort of thinking goes into dropping your hard-earned cash on the Ron Paul crusade at this point? And yet he claims he raised $4.5 million last month, quite adequate to keep him in oversized man suits and spare comedy eyebrows throughout the convention. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to keep him in spare comedy eyebrows.
It'd be really sad if he...
That's our drinking game tonight. Is how far will the eyebrow migrate up or down, and how far down? or fall off and become an epaulette. So he looks like a military man.
What's the lifespan of a caterpillar? I mean, how long can they last
from its
before you have to
cocoon and fly away?
Do you grow them? And does he have like a wholesale at a caterpillar store?
That'd be awful because you actually see it moving on the floor.
You know what? It's really mean because sometimes I heard that Santorum will bring tobacco leaves and put them on his podium, and the caterpillars in the middle of it will start crawling towards him. You know?
Well, that's mean.
Yeah.
Y'all, that's mean.
That's not right.
All right. You know what else is
focus
mean?
Focus on the issue, Santorum.
Be so mean.
We're trying to help. We're trying to help him understand his Google problem.
Oh boy.
Sometimes you just can't go where everybody's Googled your name, and they all think you're insane. You don't want to be where you're frothy. Sweater vests are just lame. You don't want to be where everybody's Googled your name. You want to be where you can think that nobody's really gay. You don't want to be where everybody's Googled your name.
Hey, what are you up to, Dummy?
Ideal height, if I were 10 feet tall.
Thank you, Mike and Raleigh. Another humdinger, as they say in the comedy business. All right, speaking of which, yeah, we had to give Franklin Graham the very, very, very reverend his own Right Wing World, didn't we?
Yep.
This was, so he was on, where is this, Morning Joe?
Yeah.
Yes. Obama may secretly be a Muslim. Santorum and Gingrich are definitely Christian.
Right.
Romney.
Because they told him.
Romney.
Computer says no.
No. All right. Reverend Ray.
Do you believe that President Obama is a Christian?
Well, I think you have to ask President Obama. You can ask me, do I believe you're a Christian? I think the best thing for a person is to ask you directly. So I think people have to ask Barack Obama. The question is, what is a Christian? And a Christian is a person that believes that Jesus Christ is God's Son who died on a cross for our sins, who God raised to life, and that if we put our faith and trust in him, that God will forgive us of our sins. Now, that's a definition of a Christian. I asked him when he was running, when he was a senator, I asked him how he came to faith in Christ. He said that he was working on the south side of Chicago in the community, and they asked him, the community asked him what church he went to. He said, I don't go to church. Then they said, if you're going to work in our community, you have to join one of our churches. And of course, then he joined the Reverend Jeremiah's church. So, I mean, that's what his answer to my question was.
So therefore, by your definition, he's not a Christian.
Again, you have to ask him.
I'm just going to sit here and tell you that I don't believe he's a Christian, but then when you pin me down on it, I'm going to lie. Because apparently, as long as you satisfy the part of the Bible that I just said, the rest of your entire life and how you interact in the world is off.
Yes. The implication was very clear that he did it to bolster his political career, and it was not authentic. As judged by Reverend Franklin Graham. He also said, by the way, he had said this thing again that we've heard, that he's a Muslim under Islamic law. Islam sees him as a son of Islam because his father was a Muslim. He said before explaining that he could not rule out the possibility that Obama may secretly be Muslim. I can't say categorically Obama's not a Muslim because Islam has gotten a free pass under Obama.
I can't rule out the possibility that Franklin Graham became a Christian because he found he could get filthy rich doing it.
Yeah. What?
Well,
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is I guess there's no such thing as Jews for Jesus. If you convert from any religion to Christianity, according to Franklin Graham, you are immediately suspect. Mm-hmm. If you had no religion, you might as well be a closet atheist, according to Franklin Graham.
Yeah.
Apparently, you have to be born into a Christian family and make a hell of a lot of money selling Jesus-y stuff to qualify.
Yeah.
But more importantly, it's not that you act like a Christian and do Christian things, but you believe certain dogma.
Right.
Yeah. We couldn't rule out that Franklin Graham is, I don't know, a sprite, a fairy.
Mm-hmm.
What are the half animal, half man? A centaur?
Mm-hmm.
He wears pants. How do you know what's under there?
Yeah,
can't rule it out.
Well,
just because he tells you he's not.
We're pretty big. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, four-legged pants is an indicator of you being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
A what?
A goat.
Part. He could be part goat.
Mm-hmm.
Take your pants off. Okay, Frank, just saying. Morning Joe, but yeah. Okay.
I'm sure he celebrates Christmas, which was originally a pagan holiday. So does that mean he's a closet pagan because he does celebrate winter solstice under a different name?
Mm. All right. And so we they were asked about Romney.
Is he a Christian?
He's a Mormon.
But he's said that he's part of the Judeo-Christian faith. Do you take him at his
word? But most Christians would not recognize Mormonism as part of the Christian faith.
So he is not a Christian.
I'm just saying most Christians would not recognize Mormonism. Now, of course, they believe in Jesus Christ, but they have a lot of other things that they believe in, too, that we don't accept.
I'm just saying I'm not going to answer the question.
Guess what?
He's not a Christian!
Wow, this is the most God warrior primary ever.
I told you exactly that Romney can be the front runner all he wants, but those folks that he represents, and there's a big swath of what's left of the Republican Party, those guys are not going to show up for Mitt Romney.
Here's the beauty part of all this. So I guess, as Franklin Graham breaks it down, so really the only appropriate moral values, family values candidate is Newt Gingrich.
Okay.
Or I guess Frothy, the Santorum. Okay. That's just a beauty part. But I love that Newt slips by. He's okay. He's a real Christian because he says so.
Yeah.
And when has Newt Gingrich ever broken his word or his vows to anybody? Right?
And he claims to be a Catholic for now. Maybe on wife number four.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't seem suspect at all, his conversion to Catholicism.
Seventh-day Adventist.
It's okay. According to Franklin Graham, he will still be a Catholic even if he converts to anything else afterwards, because it doesn't matter what you believe.
And by the way, Newt Gingrich's conversion to Catholicism could not have been politically driven in any way, I'm sure. Because that obviously was sincere. Wow, I'm a little breathless. 18 minutes after the hour. I just winded myself. Right back. More Hump Days with Hal Sparks on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
Cat class cat.
Stephanie Miller.
Got cat style.
You've got cat allergies.
Yes, I do. Yeah, that's right. That's me. 24 minutes after the hour. And yet there is a picture on my Facebook and on my website of my cat and I sitting twin Barca loungers next to each other, and Oreo under my show prep. Who's leading Mama's show prep in the morning? Making Mama sneeze. Wow, did you see this story? Speaking of which, guess who's a vet now? Former Senator John Ensign.
Yeah.
He's checking cats' mouths for gingivitis now. The former senator who was a... You remember there was the messy he was a sex scandal. Before. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He was always interested in...
Pardon me? Yes, he has always been an expert in the...
That's what I would say, expert.
Sure. been a bit of a, hound.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's still, just in case you're wondering or you wanted some more fun facts about former Senator John Ensign, he's still with his wife, Darlene, please and thank you, and says they're doing great. Healing after his extramarital affair with Cynthia Hampton, a longtime friend and employee, that led to his political downfall. It wasn't so much that, it was the, him having his parents pay off her husband thing that seemed a little... Unethical.
Mm-hmm.
Last spring, the Senate Ethics Committee issued a lengthy, stinging report with a torrid narrative of the affair, accusing Ensign of violating law by trying to help Hampton's aggrieved husband, a former staffer, find lobbying jobs. Or just have his parents give him a big bag of cash.
Mm-hmm.
When asked if he left Congress to avoid testifying before the Senate Ethics Committee, he said, "My family had been through enough. See how they're so concerned about their families." I didn't want to put them through.
Oh, that. I really, you know who it is. I was worried about my wife.
Yes, my family's the main thing.
Finding out about more affairs, so I figured if I got out early, that would be as safe as I go. Yeah.
Okay. Joy in Santa Cruz. Hello, Joy.
Hi, I am now your official honey keeper.
Honey badger? Honey keeper.
Well, no, I'm a beekeeper. And considering you have allergies, now
yes,
I'm going to send you some honey.
Oh, mm-hmm. Awesome.
Oh, wow. Good for your allergies.
Right? Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Thank you.
As a homeopathic remedy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I had something else to say.
Yes.
I'm curious about why these presidential candidates keep bringing up religion. Do they have nothing else to talk about?
Well, because the economy is getting better. Yeah. So now they're like, well, look over there. He's
communism,
a Muslim.
Gays, yeah. Black
yeah,
people.
It's kind of like way out there, and they're going towards the bizarro.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what we always say, and I just thought of it. We were joking about Newt Gingrich and the gun rack. They literally got guns and gays are back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're going to bring back bees and bugs.
All right. Awesome. What? I don't like spiders and snakes. What? Okay.
Yeah.
Dave in Buffalo, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Dave.
Good morning, Mama. Hello, Mooks.
Hello.
Hello.
Larry Graham, is that Joker's name?
Yes.
Yes. Franklin.
Franklin. Okay. What he's using is code to point out Barack Obama's quote-unquote otherness.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as the Pope's concerned, if you were to ask him, like my favorite, you know, Episcopal joke is, two Catholics are walking by an Episcopal church. One says, who are the Episcopals? And the other guy says, they're the Catholics that go to hell. Because, you know, these evangelical churches that have, you know, risen in the South, according to Catholicism, none of them are Christian.
Right,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, so you can't. If you run,
he kind of looks like a Muslim, so I don't know what he actually is.
He's Muslimy. Yeah.
Well, as you know, obviously Starbucks doesn't want you going to Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, and they're not supportive of Pete's Coffee either. It's
no.
A product. They're selling a product, and it does them no good for you to be an abstract supporter of that product. You have to buy their particular brand.
That's
it's
right.
Branding. If the Catholic Church didn't give a crap about how the federal government felt about adoption, for example, in areas where they don't take money for it.
The problem
they have is that they can't take federal funds and get, you know, tax dollar support if they're not going to treat everybody equally.
Teresa in St. Paul, real quick. Hi, Teresa. 30
seconds. I'm the official half Sicilian do-gooder of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hello now.
I'm calling to remind you guys.
And if you're Sicilian, if you say so, whatever you say goes.
I am, sweetie. And
yikes.
I'm Sicilian, and Santorum is northern Italian, and he's got commie cousins in Italy who thinks he's crazy.
I know it.
I'm calling to say, I'm looking at the Franklin Graham timeline from People in the News, People Magazine. Graham was kicked out of Laterno College in Longview, Texas, yep, for keeping a female classmate out all night past curfew.
Uh-huh.
And his autobiography is Rebel with a Cause, finally being comfortable being Graham. Graham described his early struggles and his transformation from a rebellious beer-drinking motorcyclist into a minister and missionary.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's almost like he did it for some other purpose.
Yeah.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's Dad's Business.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello, Mr. Beaver.
Mrs. Beaver to you.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Let me slip Jim another conspiracy snossage from Susie. Yesterday on Tom Hartman, he was talking about rising gas prices and mentioning oil companies have said they will exact a price if President Obama doesn't sign off on the tar sands pipeline. Huh. Now talk of $5 a gallon gas.
So they've admitted to manipulating the price of gas for political purposes.
What? Funny that. All right. Wow. This is a weird story. South Florida residents finding sticky white goo all over their cars and plants.
What?
What do
I was
they think they are?
Florida.
What do they think they are? The L.A. school system? Come on. Well, that's our act. Stop stealing
that's
our...
That's awful.
I'm sorry.
I think I'm going to vibe.
Oh. Huh? By the way, did you see Dr. Phil, the noted doctor of bullology? He had some of the kids on. Exploitive much?
Oh. Whoa,
to describe the cookies exactly. And,
no.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, why don't you tell me a little more?
Tell me more about the cookies.
Oh, it was so gross. Seriously, I heard clips.
It was like a slime of a kind.
Oh, God.
No.
Dr. Phil was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah, South Florida, sticky stuff all over your car. If you've been somewhere there's been a Santorum surge, you can feel the pain.
That's what I was thinking.
Finding sticky stuff all over everything. Thank the rugose spiraling whitefly, whose unique goo is littering cars, leaving its mark on the leaves of trees and disfiguring expensive foliage across South Florida. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The whitefly leaves its eggs in a spiraling pattern on the leaves. As the eggs hatch, the fly drops a sticky goo on whatever is below. Cars, boats, decks, as well as a black sooty mold.
Another reason not to live in Florida.
Oh, Florida's nice.
Besides Rick Scott. Wow-wee! Jim, this is kind of a nauseating guess the quote. Who said of George, once said of George H.W. Bush's clothing, you can't wear a short sleeve shirt, you'll look like a F word for gay man. Who said that?
Franklin Graham.
No. Roger Ailes, reportedly.
That sounds
said
like
that in the new book, The Fox Effect. He is quoted. Who said, when Republicans see Willie Horton, they see a criminal. When Democrats see Willie Horton, they see a black. Who said that?
A black?
A black.
A black.
A black.
A black.
Sidney Poitier.
No. That's a really bad guess. That's Roger Ailes, reportedly.
Wow.
Said that.
Two for two, Jim.
Who said when he was a Richard Nixon campaign consultant they should give a question to a racist at a town hall? Wouldn't that be great? Some guy to sit there and say, all right, Mac, what about these N-words? Who said that?
Crispus Attucks.
No, another bad guess. Roger Ailes.
We'll be talking to David Brock tomorrow.
We'll be talking to David Brock about his new book, The Fox Effect, tomorrow. What am I, a parrot? Don't just feed me lines.
Well,
yeah, without a cracker.
Yeah.
Probably want some tofu?
Give me a cracker first. Wow.
Want some seaweed?
Speaking of Mitt Romney and his Romney-ness at this point, you don't even need to explain what you mean just by Romney-ness. It's like nothingness.
At some point, we're going to
find
out.
He's the Jean-Paul Sartre of this collection.
It's the art of nothingness. Yes. At some point, we're going to find out that the reason, like, whenever he has a campaign trail gaffe, it's because they ran out of quarters.
Chunk.
Nobody can find the key. Wind him up. He's talking about trees again.
Trees are the right height.
Trees are the right height.
Trees are the right height. The trees are the right height.
The trees are the right height.
Trees are the right height.
Oh, crap.
The Rombot has failed. Speaking in Michigan ahead of the state's primary, he broke with his party's general universal opposition to organized labor, saying labor unions play an important role in our society. So he sort of wanted to seem, because he's in Michigan, like he's kind of pro-labor. But then he went on to say he's in favor, of course, anti-union right-to-work legislation and opposes union bosses. Ironically, Romney has been attacking Santorum for being too pro-union, which Santorum, of course, has been strongly anti-labor. Meanwhile, as governor of Massachusetts, Romney supported the police union, offering more money in exchange for their electoral support. The former president of the State Police Association of Massachusetts said Romney stood by labor as a governor. He's the flippiest, floppiest ever.
I know it's hard to,
and he's still on both sides of the issue at the same time.
I don't know that he's flip-flopping. I think that eventually he'll go back to where he was. I mean, you could count on that as much. And that's one of the reasons why the other Republicans don't want to vote for him, is because they think he's just saying this stuff to be elected.
Yeah.
So they think he's going to go back to being some sort of liberal Republican eventually. And some of us are like, you know, the liberal Republican Romney, if those people still existed, the party, we might be having an actual political conversation now.
Here's a right-wing, isn't it ironic file. They, once again, how completely irony deficient. Isn't it ironic? Sheldon Adelson, at the same time saying he's considering giving $100 million more dollars to Newt Gingrich, says he's against very wealthy people influencing elections.
Except for him.
At the same time.
Well, other very.
Right.
He has already given $21 million. He basically single-handedly has kept Newt Gingrich afloat. Now, as Gingrich is floundering, he is floating the possibility of donating an additional $100 million. He said, I'm against very wealthy people attempting to or influencing elections, but as long as it's doable, I'm going to do it. Well, you know, you gotta,
right?
You gotta give it up for that. That's, I'm against it.
The hard truth, but I'm going to do it anyways. Calista.
It's like Newt is some giant Macy's parade float that is almost entirely deflated. Right. Sheldon Adelson is single-handedly just Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. It's blowing back up. That creepy smile with the little pointy teeth. Here it comes. It's floating over to Arizona tonight. Elise in Atlanta, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I was baptized a Catholic, and if I claimed my Catholicism the same way that Rick Santorum does, well, then we don't believe that Franklin Graham is a true Christian because he's not Catholic and he thinks it's okay to use condoms.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Why aren't there more?
But we're all Catholics
Graham's
now.
Graham's running over.
So it doesn't matter because apparently he has posthumously baptized everybody Catholic. Santorum has?
Yes.
You know, he's like, right. There's like this tug of war for your immortal soul, whether it's up for grabs or not.
Well, Mitt Romney's, you know, they posthumously baptized, you know, into Mormonhood, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So Santorum's trying to, like, you know, no, those are in my camp. No, they're dead. Who cares?
They're still fighting
they
for
didn't
your
like
vote
you
after you're dead.
Yeah.
This primary will never end. All right. The President Obama, meantime, talking about some real issues.
Mm-hmm. Instead of spending the coming months in a lot of phony political debates focusing on the next election, I hope that we spend some time focusing on middle-class Americans and those who are struggling to get into the middle class.
Yeah. So, see, they're losing that debate, so that's why they have to raise the phony debates about nothing. The president again.
This may be an election year, but the American people have no patience for gridlock and just a reflexive partisanship and just paying attention to poll numbers and the next election instead of the next generation and what we can do to strengthen opportunity for all Americans.
By the way, speaking of gridlock, Jim, look out. Harry Reid's getting tough.
Yeah.
You know, that's ugly.
I'm sorry you had to see me this way. I'm miffed.
Yeah. Last Friday, after Senate Republicans refused to allow the Senate to move forward with a vote on 90 pending nominees to federal positions, an exasperated Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid...
I'm exasperated.
He took the Senate floor to suggest that drastic...
my brusque tone.
That drastic action might be necessary to meet this obstructionist force with equal force. Oh, they've ticked off Dirty Harry now. It doesn't...
You might have to ask yourself one question. Paper or plastic?
If something doesn't break here, I'm going to recommend
it's
the president...
Time.
That he recess appoint all these people, every one of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I recess appoint 5 or just 4? For all the excitement, I can't remember.
Okay. I just want you to bust out the dueling Dirty Harrys.
Yeah. I do know you should buy a Chevy, not a Chrysler, whatever.
Okay. Scott and...
arguably, though, I think he sounds more Winnie the Pooh than he sounds...
Oh, dear.
No, that's Piglet.
Scott in Seattle.
Think.
Hi, Scott.
Father.
Yay.
Hi, Scott.
Have you noticed that Mitt Romney's eyebrows don't move?
Yes.
Well, I mean, if only compared to Ron Paul's.
His forehead will move, but his eyebrows will not. Oh. Watch those tonight.
Botox is people, my friends.
And
a little botulism
favorite.
In the right place. You
yeah.
Know, that's fantastic.
Wow.
My eyebrows,
Scott,
are just the right height.
I may have an auxiliary drinking game to my Ron Paul's moving eyebrow drinking game.
Oh, good, because, well, that one will keep you sober.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, big favor, can I be the official Buddhist bagpiping park ranger?
Wow. I don't know. You might have to take a number on that one. There's a big line
yes.
of those.
Yeah, kind of got the backlog.
We're up to our
all right.
Our haggis in.
All right.
That's haggis in my picnic basket.
We're up to our yam sacks.
Yeah, we're up to our tofu haggis.
Okay. 45 minutes after the hour. We haven't busted out a good yam sack joke in a while, Jim. Not since Sean Connery last dragged his yam sacks through the brambles on the Stephanie Miller Show. Mm-hmm. He has such a reference. 45 minutes after the hour, right back with the remaining moments of Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Yummy.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's just implied, but we all know what's going on in this thought bubble. The kids don't know, but we do.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Come
I'm pushing. I'm pushing.
What?
I'm pushing it.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 49 minutes after the hour. Political strategists David Bender and Carl Frisch join us tomorrow to break down on the Republican debate tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, speaking of entertainment, Hal Sparks TV show starts.
Yep, Lab Rats on Disney XD, 8:30s Mondays. Starting on Monday, that's very exciting. The first episode is an hour long double episode. It's two episodes for the pilot, and the first half of it is available on iTunes for free. So you can just search Lab Rats on iTunes. You can watch the first episode for free.
Awesome.
And I think they're going to give the second half of it as well, probably next week after it airs.
Literally in the space of 2 days, Hal Sparks, Star of Stage, Phoenix, Sexy Liberal Show, Saturday night, Monday night. Star of Screen, Disney, XD Channel.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. And then my band is playing in Chicago, Reggie's Rock Club, on Friday night before the Sexy
March
Liberal.
March 2nd?
Chicago. Yes.
Before our March 3rd Sexy Liberal at Chicago Theater, which is almost sold out. Get tickets for both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 01 gig, I will, we'll have, of course, time. I'll be in with David Bender, I think, next week. I'm going to be in because you guys are taking your break. So I'll be in studio with him. I'll give everybody details. And the like, but you can follow me on Twitter at Hal Sparks and get all that info.
Awesome. Brian with some, now he tells me. People give me life advice I guess I should have followed. Maybe your life would have been worthwhile, Steffi, you followed these suggestions. The Dugar mom, secret to long marriage, wifely submission.
Yummy. What?
Michelle Dugar, she's 19 kids and counting.
Yeah.
That's how many she
has?
Wow.
Yeah, she's submitted a lot.
Yeah, I should have done that.
She's, wow. They walk out now.
Yeah, she's been handing out pamphlets with nuggets of submissive wedded wisdom. They walk out on their own, on their own power.
No, they step parachutes. They just drop right out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like D-Day. Just hang a diaper there and they just fall right into them. Full-grown toddlers.
Wow. Everybody's trying to, outdo L.A. City school system. Florida teacher suspended for being at school super drunk.
Super drunk. Yeah,
Bayshore High School's Anne Wampol.
Really?
I wish more of my teachers
were super drunk.
Anne Wampol? Listen up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's her name.
Okay, awesome. Here's the thing.
This is us.
Did you guys read the chapter from yesterday? Because it's totally cool. Totally cool if you didn't. Totally cool. Totally
chill. Chill if you didn't. It's totally chill.
You're never going to use math anyway. But that's what your iPhone's for.
There was a trash can here.
Splat. And in comes that orange powder. Oh, boy.
Okay. Oh, get the janitor. Where's Mr. Suggs?
Charlie Sheen is back in all his bipolar glory.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's apologized to Ashton Kutcher now.
Oh, wow.
He tells TMZ he feels really bad for saying Ashton Kutcher sucks on 2.5 Men, and he now has issued an official apology to the actor. He called in TMZ Live last week and said, I'm tired of lying. I'm tired of pretending the show doesn't suck. I'm tired of pretending that Ashton doesn't suck. Sheen has since drafted a letter to Ashton Kutcher, which reads, Dear Ashton, my bad. I was disrespectful to a man doing his best. I got excited and threw you into the crossfire, but the rest of my statement I stand behind. You, however, deserve better. Safety in your travels, good sir. Charlie Sheen. Yeah, I have a feeling Charlie Sheen is probably spam-blocked from Ashton Kutcher's account at this point.
Sounds like he's out of tiger blood. I think he's...
No.
No, I'm gonna go with nobody is out of... is in Ashton's spam blocker. He can't,
isn't how to do it?
No. I think it's just... Yeah.
You can't have that many Twitter follows if you block anybody.
Exactly.
Just every,
it's got all comers. Like, sure. I'd hate to open that up. You have 60,000 unread emails today.
Just today?
Yeah.
By the way, here's one thing you should not do. Juror gets jail time for friending a defendant on Facebook. You see, some people just do not understand the whole social part
of
the social media.
Well, it's one way to get out of jury duty. Wow.
Oh, boy. Some people just don't get social media is. Social. It's public.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. We're talking to you, Sheriff Babu. Okay.
Hi, Babu.
All right. You don't get to say my private life is private anymore, do you? After you put a picture of your on, wherever. What was it? Adam and Adam?
Adam.com?
Adam4Adam.com. Something.
Wow.
All right, I promised to get to this yesterday, Hal, and it's important to know that Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom, her husband, broke their sex swing.
Wow.
It's a bit of a cautionary tale.
Is there footage?
Yes, there
is. It's
really?
A Kardashian, I'm guessing there
Damn.
Is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It should be on the internet in about
Oh, that sucks. They broke it when they were trying it out for the first time. I hate when that happens. Mm. She said decided to spice up her love life with her husband of 2 years by creating a sexual chamber of love. So she visited a sex shop, bought a range of erotic items, including a swing, which she installed herself.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you can blame. Yeah, I don't think. Well, yeah, that's not product.
Yeah, you need a handyman for that.
Yeah.
There's guys who specialize in that sort of thing.
That's what she said.
Sure, but you got to try it out with me first. That's it. Part of the deal.
Although it's embarrassing.
Stud, I see.
Yeah,
it's me.
Yeah, if you have a stud finder.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It's hard to get a handyman in the first place. It's embarrassing to have to say. And what do you need? I just stole my sex swing. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you said install your sex swing.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, we have a kit for that. We've already got all the pieces all put together, kind of like IKEA. Yeah. You know,
sure.
That's why I only get my sex, apparatus at IKEA.
She said that. She said, "I guess I didn't install it."
The whole thing with an Allen wrench.
Guess I didn't install it right. I'm not a handyman. Okay. Thanks for that.
Should have called James Taylor.
She said that she and Lamar were trying it out, and it fell from the ceiling.
Do Kardashians really need to jazz up their sex life?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that's really a problem.
Yeah, they do. Because after a while, when you realize that the sex is great, but the conversation, the personality, the lack of anything worthwhile to say really starts to, it will start ruining how good the sex is.
Exactly.
It just don't talk. Don't say, you know what, zipper hood would be a great idea. Could you pick up a ball gag while you're out?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Tom Cruise's house is so big he needs a walkie-talkie. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes use walkie-talkies when they're at their Beverly Hills house.
You know, they should
we'll
just
be more
up.
Irritating yeah. than Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise on a walkie-talkie. Katie, what are you doing?
Breaker, one-niner. What are you doing? What are you thinking?
I'm having so much fun.
The mansion is so high up
in
the hills. They have no phone reception, and the phone is the grounds and the house are so big that they need. That's the only way because they can communicate. Is walkie-talkies.
Well, having an intercom system in the house isn't that weird and whatever, and it's that's actually. More of the Wi-Fi generation's version of that. You know what I mean?
How do you walk around as an adult with a walkie-talkie and not feel like you're 8? You just put it on your belt? Like, it's... Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they don't get cell phone service. That's what I said. They're high up in the hills.
Yeah, they get it. Yeah, you get one of those. I have one of those in my house because I didn't get a great AT&T signal where I was. And so you can get one of these. They have them on in Sky Mall.
It's like a router.
Yeah.
A router. Thank you, Jeff.
It boosts the signal. It's a cell phone booster.
All right, gadget boy. Lourdes is going to be a backup singer on Madonna's new tour. Her 15-year-old daughter, a source quoted as saying there are risque dancers and some blatantly sexual dance routines. But Madonna is really excited about Lourdes making an appearance.
I bet she is.
Mm-hmm. I think she should marry Wolfgang Van Halen. And they should have a super group kids.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's
That's just me.
She's pretty. She's always looked 47 to me, the Lourdes. Hasn't
she? Was born 40.
She's born looking 40. A really pretty 47-year-old.
She was raised in England.
That's it.
Yeah. You get cured over there. You start looking. Yeah, it's like this kind of injected progeria.
All right. And finally, American Idol judge Steven Tyler maintains his rock star look by shopping in women's stores.
Right.
He loves women's scarves, fancy shirts, extravagant jackets, and jewelry.
Dude looks like
Once
an
again,
old lady.
He's always looked like a really pretty 47-year-old woman to me. It's weird.
Well, yeah. You know, he put wax under his lip to make them protrude for the first album because they were trying to compete with the Rolling Stones.
Sure.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that fun fact. Yeah. Hal Sparks, we will all see you in Phoenix for Sexy Liberal on Saturday. Thank you for Hump Days with Hal.
Absolutely. At Hal Sparks on Twitter. Follow me.